Welcome to another podcast by Air Insight.
Today is March the 15th, 2017. This is Anderson Schoenland. And my guest today is Mr. Antonio Campello, who is Director of Corporate Innovation at Embraer. Thank you for speaking with me today, Mr. Campello. I'd like to speak with you about the press release that came out this week about the innovation teams that the company is putting in place. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, it's a pleasure talking to you all. We've been considered a very innovative company in our industry so far. And when we look what's happening on the main innovation ecosystems, considering all the exponential technologies that are raising now, things that are improving a lot, like artificial intelligence and others, virtual reality and so on, we consider that we should be into these innovation ecosystems so as we can keep the pace of the company coupled with the pace of the innovation ecosystems. Okay, so what we are talking about is about disruptive innovation, you know? Because what we've been doing for a long time is incremental innovation, and we've been very successful on that. However, we foresee that if we don't speed up the rate of innovation that we do, considering the new technologies that are coming, okay, we need to do that to keep in a good position in the market. Okay, so we decided to have a very small team, starting with Silicon Valley. And this team is about it's about to be installed there, and this team is gonna sense everything that is around. It's gonna build a network. It's gonna talk to many companies, and then with the academy, with the startups and the venture capitals and so on. So in a collaborative way, this is the way we always have been working, in a very collaborative way. We're going to identify things that may help very much, may change, and may improve very much our current business, and also things that allow us to start new business. These are the two paths that we chose. And we decided to start in the United States, because they are fully recognized as the top places for innovation in the world. Okay, so both Silicon Valley and Boston, that will come right after, they have been considered by us as the place that match with our business, and on top of being the best places of for innovation in the world today. We understand that there are other places as well, and we keep an eye on the other place, but we're going to start with Silicon Valley and Boston.
When you think about deliverables from these teams, the one in obviously Silicon Valley and eventually the one in Boston, what might one expect these teams to deliver to Embraer? What is the thing that they are supposed to bring back to the company?
Okay, so as I mentioned, we are just starting, but we can foresee things that are very significant. For instance, if I get artificial intelligence and I look at the company, so I can select place where they can get the benefits of the artificial intelligence will be very welcome to some key points that we have inside the company. But they are still being analyzed, and this is what we are there. We don't want to do something that does not consider the leading edge technologies that are being driven there, and also the startups and all the environment that we see that there in the Silicon Valley and Boston. Okay, so this is the type of outcome that we're gonna see when we start using, for instance, artificial intelligence. The same happens if I think of virtual reality. Their application is quite important and easy to understand when for any business. Our business will not be different.
Right. I saw the virtual reality system that you have in Melbourne for the business jets. It's quite remarkable when you can literally put on a pair of goggles and feel like you're walking through a cabin. So the focus really is going to be on software, you think?
Yeah, you gave a great example of going to the interior of their plane with virtual reality that we have already been using that. And this is a great example of things that can be brought to our customers. Main focus for us is to create value to our customers. Okay. So yes, many applications will be software related, because it's a matter of creating value to our customers with something that's useful for them. The example you gave, okay, I can choose the color of the seats of my plane. I can choose the configuration of the plane by looking the airplane I want to buy through the virtual reality. This helps a lot to choose the interior of the plane. I can, for instance, use that combined with augmented reality to improve maintenance and so on. So there are many examples, and as soon as we have something concrete to tell and to show, we're gonna show it. Today we are, as I mentioned, we want to be there to fill the place and to quickly improve what we've been doing so far.
You actually almost jumped into my next question there. So how long do you think before you will see something from your teams? Is there some sort of timeline that you have?
Depends on what we are talking about. No, if we are talking about things, I would say low-hanging fruits, no? Applying virtual reality and augmented reality to things like you mentioned, interior and so on, or maintenance. So this is something that may come soon, considering our cycles. No, in the aviation industry, the cycles are larger than other places. Then we're gonna have some results. We expect to have some results in some months, let's say, and then we are gonna start having other results in midterm, 1 year, 2 years. So this is the type of time frame that we envision, coming from things that are very easy to get in some months, and things that we need to build a little bit more around that may take 1 to 2 years.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, okay.
This recording is copyrighted by Air Insight.